then separate it out. Let's take a look, as soon as we get the white book things, and see if we can get like A, B, C, D, and E or something like that. And go through again and separate it into A, B, C, D, and E, the white ideas.
Would you okay if I put this blackboard, this is somewhat in our notes, and also I mentioned yesterday, so we can refer to it.
Workers. 9 NASH sets are never be organized, but you make great service for
house from those they serve. And there is no pending asset issue since we have had not never been bonded in public contributions. 11, our public relations policy is based on traction rather than promotion, and it always means that person and an entity at 11 appears greater than appearance. 12, an entity is a spiritual foundation for all traditions, government mandates, and place principles for personality. Thank you, Greg.
Okay. First step, let's, in this setting up this order, let's look at why I'm based on the white booklet. Most of us have got to think twice about this question. No, for me, this is saying recognizing the illness, recognizing the condition, recognizing that there is a problem. And there's various times there's pro and con in that. And sometimes it takes, we don't recognize before. Sometimes we do. And these are the ideas that might fit in there. So one would be recognition.
To me, the difference between B and A is
Well, the first one says most of us have not think twice about the question we know. Okay, it's a statement of knowing that there is a problem before we come. B is how we discovered that knowledge, or how we arrived at that.
Became aware of that.
How did we find this out?
I think where it's like self-recognition or self-diagnosis comes in when it says we used to live and live to use, rather than the sentence before that. I think the sentence before that is just a basic description of how we live, really.
Well, maybe those two sentences are really the same idea. You know, maybe we used to live and live to use.
Because it says our whole life and thinking. Is centered. That puts it in the now. We're still using drugs in one form or another.
But most of us didn't have to think twice about this problem. We know. Now this is after recovery. I see nothing wrong. I didn't see I had an addiction when I had an addiction.
Says most of us do not have to think twice about this.
Yeah. See, I didn't think about that.
That goes in there.
A desire to quit using.
Okay. That's a good point that comes in. Ourselves, a desire to quit using. Quit. You know, there could be a lot of things. Just like yesterday, when we threw one key word at it. As you went through it, more things became, more was revealed. But it is. It does. More is going to be revealed when we do this. I'm just trying to get us started. Okay? What do you think the third idea is? I think the third idea is tied in with NA's definition of an addict as being a man or woman whose life is controlled by drugs. So that's where the disease concept comes in to a certain extent. No, actually it comes after that. Okay, C is... What is an addict? In my experience personally, this may not be the experience of this group as it develops, but my personal experience and opinion is that the further I have strayed away from that simple definition, the more fucked up my thinking has gotten at various times. A man or a woman whose life is controlled by drugs. Okay? And then C down here, there are people with a grip of continuing progressive illnesses, ends are always the same. Okay? The disease concept.
Along with the other usual bit of material of what we do recovery is comparison, and we notice that there is an obvious connection between who is an addict and who you recover that came out in a little period of time. It's like it says, the end of the last sentence of jails, institutions, and it picks up on that when you recover.
All five, all famous, six, 11, yeah. Live orders without drugs.
Yeah. I just thought I was going to bring that to group's attention for you guys who didn't know that. It's a nice, might be perfect.
Yeah.
Where we're from, we do recover, might be perfect for what we're working on. As far as what we're working on here, it might be perfect at the end.
Maybe it is more perfect there. We'll see. Okay, is there anything else that belongs to who is an addict? Recognition? How do we come about this recognition? A definition?
When I was out in San Diego, I had a work when I was working with a couple of guys. I didn't know which way they was going to come forward closer to me, because I had took knives away from some people that are in NA now, and I had took pistols away from them. And I had a couple of people off the roofs. You don't know where they're going to feel, where they're going to run.
Did we put action plan or what is an action plan?
We probably want to stay away from, you know, the question that every normie asks, what's it feel like to be? We're not trying to save the normie. We're not trying to carry the message of the normie.
Well, behavior is specifically related to
behavior.
That's the same as action, and it has less of a clinical connotation. Did we put actions up there like Bill said, it has less of a clinical connotation or an expectation?
Clinical?
No, not sure.
Not clinical.
Just action.
Okay.
Instead of behavior.
About behavior or attitudes?
Well, maybe something with less behavior or attitudes and say, yeah, that's how I act. Yeah. Okay. All right, Ben, I'm going
to go ahead. Yeah. Yeah. Thank
you. What kills me, man, is probably to come out more than the person who killed it. So what I actually felt like not before I got the program.
But if it's in this material,
it fits. Okay.
We're just brainstorming here, seeing what sort of things we might be running up against. We don't know. We've all read bits and pieces here, but you know, when I sit here and I read this, you know, I agree with the first part that that first sentence is a recognition of the fact that we are an addict. But I don't see anywhere in here where it gets in who's an addict, where it gets into self-diagnosis. All I see here is the recognition part, and then a very quick blurb as to how we lived our life, or how we acted, as what Bill is getting at. How we acted, you know, our whole life and thinking is centered in drugs. There's no self-diagnosis involved in this at all. It goes on to give the definition later, and then it tells us what will happen to us after.
Maybe this should be what were our actions.
Maybe so. Maybe it was done in that way to just sidestep completely all the bullshit.
Yeah. The diagnosis comes in later where it says, what is the NA program?
You got it, Jack? You want to take it from here?
Yeah.
I think I wanted to raise a hand about the word feelings, because I know feelings are important later.
How about the sign?
But I also think that Walter and Bill were picking up on kind of good.
It's just that immediate recognition of how we lived our lives.
That's why we know it's a bold print.
Okay.
It's boom.
Like I can identify with what it says right there.
I don't think we ought to take anything out of this book, but rather just keep adding things.
I think
that's all I got to think of.
How did we live?
I think the whole idea is to better explain. And this is what we're doing, where this don't explain so much, but this is trying to fill in. Better explain is what.
I think self-diagnosis comes into a part of the play when we get in further into the little white book here, you know, like in what is the NA program. You know, that's when we. That's why you got to have that recognition.
What about the people that are users or addicts?
Dependents.
And they haven't come from the same background that a lot of people. Doesn't mean they don't have a problem. What we're talking about is living the problem within yourself. You know, if life in general just sucks, whether you're going to jail or institutions or you're going to any kind of system where people are not seeing you do screwed up things. The thing that's going, how do we get in touch with the person that's dying inside? And it's not going through jails and institutions and that can actually have havoc in their life.
Well, again, how do we live? Or how do we find this? How do we come to this recognition? We'll cover different ways people come to the recognition.
Well, what I'm trying to bring out is that if we're going to touch the addict that's still suffering, how can they relate to jails and institutions and death if that's not where they're, you know, if they haven't lived through that kind of a life stuff?
Right.
You got more. They're just saying progressive illness.
Like, I've never been through jails, institutions myself, but I realized that little word yet, you know.
But don't you believe, don't you believe that the thing that kept you coming back was that there was parts of it that you were relating to? What about the people that...
Yeah, I was relating to our whole life of thinking. That's what I was relating to. Yeah. You know, I knew that you... and I had a living problem that was maybe not identical, but there were certain parts of it that were very much very similar.
What I see is what you're trying to say, Nolan, is she's talking about the script addict set in a home, you know? And
what did you talk about?
And I see a lot of us in our street addicts. And our lifestyle is different. And we want to be a little more broader scope on the definition because we're not only addressing this to the street addicts, but I think we're addressing this to the addicts overall.
That's why the book wasn't written in 1972.
Hey, I don't see anything in here that says street addict that defines any kind of addict at this point. Our material will define that. That may turn out to be a need on our need list.
The definition, I see.
Definition of addiction. An addict, who is an addict? An addict is a man or woman whose life is controlled by drugs.
It doesn't say addiction, it says addict.
What is an addict? It may be many things. An addict may be many things. All we're saying is this is a category. We're not sitting here writing it. I want, you know, hey, all these things are things that are important to be there. But we're trying to come up with something by which we can look at what you got.
Yeah, but it's kind of...
Joseph had...
Not Joseph. Joseph. I think I was thinking about what you just wrote down there, Greg, under the disease concept and using the word addict. Now, I think progression of need could be the... subjugating a disease concept and using versus addict underneath that, because that progression of the disease concept is really
killing.
Okay. In the user versus addict.
But again,
We're getting into what is in the material rather than how we should lay the material out.
I'd like to ask for a consciousness, are we ready to move on to material? Because we can add to that list as we go, and I'm sure we're going to.
Yeah.
I'm like a more conservative
diamond.
Diamond rocket.
Seven.
Okay, Bruce. Of three. One.
It just made a motion to second you can go down and discuss it.
All in favor? Aye. Aye. All opposed?
Or I would like to make a motion that we suspend any formality in this workshop.
I second it.
Discussion.
We changed the word addict to addicted person. I'm not using it anymore. I'm an addicted person. What?
On the motion.
On the motion. I agree.
Dispensing that it means that anytime somebody that everybody here decides to do everything that person says comes up with something, you're automatically good.
Okay, perhaps the motion should have been dispensing with what seems to be extraneous. Extra. Not necessary. A is?
A and B.
Okay.
Okay, and, speaking to my notion, it's just in my experience in live or workshop sessions that unless you have constructive individuals present, that people will take turns speaking somewhat automatically, raise hands and stuff like that. Unless it gets out of order, and sometimes struggling to take the warrants, so we just work together like friends and people and all of them every time it comes.
I think that this little section we've been having right now has been going without too many problems.
Yeah. Unless we need it.
Excuse me, I couldn't hear the last 3 words.
Oh.
Well,
we'll carry you behind.
Good motion on the floor.
It don't matter how we do it as long as we do it. Yeah.
Good motion on the floor.
Right.
Call. If there's no further discussion, I will call for the vote. The motion is, we specifically state, please state your motion.
Will we dispense with formalities more appropriate to this session and get on the workshop?
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Would you say no?
Okay. Let's split up and look what we got. Okay. Maybe we are just talking about three things. I like what Dean said about combining these because they are interrelated closer than. Okay. We got almost an A, B, C, and D. Maybe we ought to listen. Why don't we? Can we just do it and do an A, B, C, and D? Is anybody opposed to that?
Well, what's the difference?
Dean?
We have a 1, 2, 3, and then an A and B, and then a C and a 2, and a B and a 3.
How about just leaving it the way it is?
How about a 1,
that's what I just said.
2, 3.
That's what I just said.
We'll put heavy line here. We'll put heavy line here. Does everyone know what we're
gets material in hand. Does anyone not know what we're going to look for when we get material in hand?
Okay. Let's clear the decks. Break into groups of three or four, two. Let's go through this material fairly quickly. And then come back and put it all back together. Okay, four groups, one up here, 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 and here. Okay, let's clear the decks as much as possible. So we don't get this material mixed up with any other material.